Hello.
Hi, Ms. Hilliard. It's Allison. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. So I just wanted to go over. So did somebody at the agency tell you about back pay, or was it another employee?
It was someone at the agency.
And I had my mother had actually gave me the number when we actually first took my uncle to the hospital.
Okay.
And I was asking her, I said, hey, you know, I've been caring for him since then. Is there like a back pay requisition or anything? And she was basically saying, hey, if you're not an employee of ours, then that's something that we cannot do. But she's like, maybe you guys can do it if I'm already an employee.
Okay. So the issue with that is, since he's not actively on the program, we're not authorized any hours a week for him. So that way we're not able to generate any pay.
Mm-hmm.
So I can assist you guys apply him for the state program and get him hours, but there is no back pay for the application enrollment process.
It's okay. I'm not really worried about it. It's my uncle regardless, so he has to get cared for. So for my part of the application actually being hired with you guys, is that something that you think I should start now?
Yeah, definitely. You absolutely can. We can have it all set up to go by time he's approved. Now, I'm going to send you information on how to apply him. I'm also going to send it over to him as well. But just so you know, from the first scheduled appointment that he has, he's going to have two. The first one with that initial phone call that they'll schedule is the start of his application date. So, for example, if he was seen today by the state September 16th, he's going to get approved, and it should be approved by October 16th. So it depends. It's up to you. I can send you the information. We can onboard you now so we have it all ready to go. Or once we get him approved, I can send you the information while we wait for the hours to pend.
Yeah, I'd rather just get mine out the way now, and then I can focus on what we need to do for him.
No problem.
I don't know. Are you who we speak with to actually, once he is approved for everything, are you who we speak to get things, like, for him?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and you talked to him while he's in the hospital now, right?
Yeah, I called him because his number was primary on file. So I said to him, I'm going to call I'm going to call over and double check with you. He doesn't have a discharge date. He just went in, right?
Yeah. We just took him last night to the emergency. We took him back to the emergency room because my son had a football game and we went to the game, but it was like a ways walk where we had to walk.
Yeah.
And literally, like, by the time we got out the car and we probably was like 15, 20 steps in, he couldn't even walk no more. My brother and my other brother had to like put his arms around his shoulder and like carry him all the way up to the game in order for him to see my son play. And then we had to do the same thing coming back. By the time we got back, it was like he was dying. Like he couldn't breathe.
Yeah,
you know,
just so I know, he's so young. Just so I know, and I'm a better advocate for him, what is his formal diagnosis?
So let me pick that part really fast, because I took pictures the first time because he's like incontinent sometimes. He has to use the bathroom. He don't even know if he can, you know, when he needs to use the bathroom.
Okay.
So give me 1 second. I'm getting ready to look at, I took pictures of everything. So
yeah.
This here says, next steps, blah, 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 referrals to renal hypertension. Reason for hospitalization was acute kidney injury, anemia, acute chronic heart failure with reduced injection fraction, housing situation is okay. And then, pardial infusion, acute.
So he has
preliminary artery pressure.
Okay.
So he has
cardio
a lot of
issues.
All
right.
Kidney and heart. Yeah.
So with this, I can send you, there is a online application that you guys don't have to schedule the first appointment. They will contact you once they receive the formal application online to go over. But just so, and while he's healing in the hospital, you guys can fill it out. It is through welfare. If he has an account through, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Compass
mm-hmm.
at all, but he should. And if he doesn't, you can generate a login based off his welfare information. And so you guys can apply for, it is called the waiver program. You can click that option. Yes, for it's either they have the waiver or for home and community-based services.
And what is this for? This is like to give him like a walker or a scooter or something? Or
so, yes, this is a long-term care program that is provided by welfare that it allows not only a family member to take care of one another and get paid for it. They also do medical equipment. Meals on Wheels is included, emergency response systems like Life Alert, or at home modifications like any railings, chair in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that and it's all included.
Correct.
Yes. This is what you're applying for. So during the application, they're going to have him choose a long-term care insurance if he doesn't already have one. Let me double check.
Yeah, he has insurance through the state. Yeah.
Okay. But they will assign him a caseworker through the insurance when we get him approved through the program. They will be the ones to do the assessment for hours a week, but they're also going to do a total plan of care, which includes everything that I just listed. So they will be your main point in contact for any like PPE, like equipment that you need. Again, any programs, transportation that you want to get for him, they can set it up through insurance.
Okay, and like far as his hours go, like how, when once they come out, do they come out like on a set date within that 30 days to get approved? Like, that's, I'm not understanding that because I just need to make sure I've been situated with my children.
I'm sorry, I don't think I understood the question.
So is within the 30 days, is that when they figure it out or they will give approval of how many hours? Then because
so,
you said that they got to come out and assess them, and I just need to figure out dates because I need to.
Yeah, they can figure it out with you. So when you call into the number that I give you, when you fill out the application, that will trigger them to contact you guys to schedule a physical assessment with him with the Corporation for Aging. They will also send a physician's form to his doctor to get signed. Once you guys have that appointment, they will send that formal approval to the county.
Mm-hmm.
They will make sure that all of his finances check out, everything is up to date, and then send the approval to insurance.
Okay.
That entire process takes 30 days. Plus, the amount that it takes for, and then insurance-wise, it's pretty quick. It should take like a day or two for them to assign somebody, get them scheduled, all of that. So I'm thinking just like a little over a month and a half.
Can we make my number the primary number?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't want him to be in the hospital again. And because I didn't even know that I talked to him until you sent me that message. So I'm thankful for that.
No, of course. I didn't want to like, I know a lot of people get spam calls nowadays. So I wanted to text you first. So yeah, anything I could do for you guys. The family-wise, just let me know. I could text you an advocate's package about everything that we just went over, every single detail, qualification, number to call, all of that. Look it over. And if you have any questions, just call me. Call me, text me, whatever you need.
Okay, and send me the application for the employment so I can get me out the way and then I can focus on
Yeah, sorry. What is the best email for you?
It's K-E.
Mm-hmm.
N for Nancy, IYAH for house, and then underscore H for house, L for Larry, IARD for David at yahoo.com.
So it's first name underscore last name at Yahoo?
That is correct.
Perfect. I will send that over to you right when we hang up, okay? I'll send you everything.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Just let me know when you guys need me.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.